So today is Mothering Sunday, Mother's Day, a day when traditionally we will give gifts and do nice things for those who are mothers to us. Some of you may have already given your gifts, some of you may have received gifts. Some of you may be expecting a glorious Sunday meal. Some of you may be dreading cooking said glorious Sunday meal, because it's not what you normally do. But actually, when you think about giving, and we're going to have some lovely daffodils that have been produced by Simi and Joe Cleaver, who we're going to give out right at the end of the service to people. When we think about giving, there is something also, the other side of giving is sacrificing. If we give a gift to someone, it means we can't buy something for ourselves. If we buy someone a book, well, that's less money to buy ourselves a book. If we make a meal, then that's giving where we could have spent money on our own meal. Giving and sacrificing are two similar sides of that that aspect of love. And that's what we're going to be looking at how we sacrifice, how we are called to sacrifice, because Jesus sacrificed for us. And that's an important part of what we do as a community, as a church. We may all be different, but we all have a role to play. And we all have part of that role is being able to give up things for others. Some people, there's a theological Gareth Crispin, who talks about the accommodation of God, how God accommodates us when he reaches down and speaks to us and is present with us. And in the way we also ought to accommodate each other, because we're all different. We're going to have a reading today, and Joy is going to come and bring us our readings from Isaiah 52 and 53. And there's some short reflections that go in between those verses. I'll invite Joy up, and she's going to come and lead us in that, and I'll read out the short interjections in between the Bible passages.
The reading is from Isaiah 52 and 53. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being, and his form was marred beyond human likeness. So he will sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were not told, they will see. And what they have not heard, they will understand.
Shocked? Are you ready to be shocked? God's servant, marred, disfigured, hardly human by the look of him, yet chosen to do God's will, chosen to be exalted. Shocked? Are you ready to be shocked?
Who has believed our message? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering, and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem.
Suffering. Can you see him suffering? Despised, rejected, ugly, misshapen, devoid of anything that might remotely be considered attractive. Can you bear to look at him? Can you stomach what happened to him? Does it make any sense that God should be at work in him? Suffering. Can you see him suffering?
Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Blame. Will you take the blame? That the ugliness and the pain, the bruises and the beatings were your fault and mine? And were meant, most of all, to take the blame away? Blame? Yes. He took the blame.
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
Silence. Can you bear the silence? The innocent lamb, the shears and the abattoir, no bleating, no protests, silence. Can you bear the silence?
By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
Injustice. Do you feel the injustice? An innocent man condemned to death, a man of peace crushed by violence, an honest man entombed with liars. Injustice. Do you feel the injustice?
Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
Hope. Can you find the hope? Can you see how God could be in this? And that through the pain of his servant, he could bring hope to you and to me. And to his servant too. That there may be light at the end of all this darkness. Victory beyond imagining from the unimaginable suffering. Hope. Can you find the hope? Sacrifice is not always a concept that we find easy. Some of you may have given up things for Lent. Lent is a good time for us to think about giving up things. We're looking today at, first of all, how Jesus gave up things for us. That idea that's mentioned in the passage there of the sacrificial lamb. That idea of how when the Jews were trying to look at signifying or showing a symbol of the way on the Day of Atonement, of how we can get rid of the things that are wrong in our life, because we all do wrong things. If you look at Leviticus 16, it talks about how they took a lamb and put all the sins of the people onto it and sent it out into the wilderness. Sent it out there as a sign that God takes all our wrongs away from us. That goat will carry, it says in verse 22 in Leviticus 16, the goat will carry on itself all the sins to a solitary place. And we hear in Isaiah, we've just heard, he was led like a lamb to the slaughter. We are really appreciative and we're fully understanding of those who show motherly love to us. And we understand it is not without cost. Feeding us, caring for us, listening to us, loving us. Those are the sacrifices that those who mother us make very, very openly. But they are sacrifices nonetheless. Putting others first. Putting others before themselves. But that sacrifice has a mirror in what Jesus did. That he gave himself for us. And that wonderfulness means that actually we don't have to make sacrifices like they did in the Old Testament to please God, to get rid of our sin, because Jesus has done it already. In a moment we're going to reflect on things we do, sacrifices we can make. But as we reflect a little bit about what Jesus has done for us, we're going to sing a modern reworking of that well-known hymn, Amazing Grace. As we look at how God has changed us from being under that burden of sin to being able to live full lives. And then after we've sung this song, we'll think a little bit about what sacrifices of praise we can make to God. So Jesus has made a sacrifice for us. And we are called to make sacrifices for others in response to that sacrifice for us. In Hebrews 10, the writer writes, by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. But he goes on then further in verse 13 to say, through Jesus therefore let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name. And do not forget to do good and share with others, for which sacrifices God is so pleased. There are many forms of sacrifices that we can do to show our love. Putting others first, helping people to understand more about him. Being there financially and emotionally and spiritually for people. But one thing I want to particularly look at today is acts of kindness. How the world would be a different place if we were kinder. In a moment we're going to sing a song, City on a Hill, which talks about how we're a city on a hill, light in the darkness. And we know that our world at times can seem dark places. But there are kind things we can do. We can buy a gift for someone at work and leave it on their desk. Not just a to-do list of things that we want them to do that day. We could write a card or letter to someone just saying nice things to them. I had a really nice card from our regional minister saying thank you for coming to the conference and doing a little discussion panel there. And that was really nice to get in the post. Who knew people still wrote letters? It was lovely. We can give someone help when they're in need. We can talk to someone at school who is lonely or needs help. You'll have noticed as you came and you were given a kindness pledge. After we've sung this song, we're going to have a little opportunity to write down some things we commit to being kind to. You may even be able to give that pledge to someone in the service. If you came with your mum and you want to pledge to do something particularly nice to them, looking at all the mums and daughters there going, you can do that. Or it may be someone to give to later. Or it may be something you just keep and say, I'm going to be kind by this and make sure you do it this week. So what kindness pledge are you going to make? I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to have a little think. You don't have to fill the sheet. Someone said to me, do I have to fill them in? Do I have to do 7 pledges of kindness? It may be one thing, it may be 2 or 3. But what actually would be you shining a light in the world to someone you know, to someone who needs an act of kindness? So you've got a couple of minutes, and then I'll say a prayer. As we finish writing those, let's pray together. Lord Jesus, you gave your everything for us as a sacrifice on the cross. You have changed everything. As you gave everything for us, help us, Lord, to give something to others. Help our light shine. Lord, we commit these acts of kindness to you. Pray you'll help us to do them. And pray that you'll help us to be kind people. Lord, we do this not because we need to earn your forgiveness, but in response to your forgiveness. We do this not because we need to earn a way to have a relationship with you, but because we already do have a relationship with you. But we do this as our act of thanks as we go from this place. Amen.